Last week, the UNH Survey Center released the latest findings of the Granite State Poll. The Survey Center has been following a number of issues recently, the most high profile of which is whether or not there's public support in New Hampshire for a proposed casino. The Survey Center has also been part of a project looking at public attitudes about climate change, namely why there's a consensus among scientists but not the public that global warming is happening and caused by human activity. Larry Hamilton has been looking at this question and what the survey data can tell us. He's a sociologist and senior fellow at the Carsey Institute at UNH, and he joins me now with more. Larry, welcome.
Thank you.
Could you first describe how you conduct these surveys? Because you don't simply just ask people if they believe in global warming or not.
No, the questions are very carefully designed to get at things that we really want to know. So, for example, I've asked some climate change questions that are tied very closely to statements by all of the major scientific organizations on the topic.
So like a question on CO2, I know, was one of the...
Well, we have two standard questions that we started asking on the Granite State Poll. One of these questions asks, how well do you feel you understand the issue of global warming or climate change? And the other one then asks what your personal belief about it is. But going back to that understanding question, I was very surprised to see that about 80% of the respondents said that they understood this issue very well or moderately well. So after we would ask how well they feel they understand the issue, there might later be a question about something like, do you think levels of CO2 in the atmosphere are increasing or decreasing or staying about the same? Which is a very well-known scientific fact about which there's no controversy at all. So while 80% of the people said they understood a moderate amount or a great deal about climate change, only about 55% could pick out the meaning of greenhouse effect from a list of three choices. And it goes down from there. So there's a gap between people what people think they understand and what they do by even a very simple sort of objective measure.
Now, does that explain the variety of opinions about global warming, or is there more to it than that?
Well, I think the causality partly goes in the other direction. The scientific hope would be that as people get more information, then they have more informed opinions. But I think the sociological finding is that it partly goes opposite to that, that people have certain opinions that filter what scientific information they will seek out and what they will accept.
So you start with the conclusion and work your way back through the facts instead of working with the facts and
yes,
developing a conclusion.
Yes, some people do that. It's a process that goes by a lot of different names in the social science literature. Biased assimilation, for example, that you assimilate things that fit with your prejudices.
So, for example, if you lean one way or another on a political spectrum, you'd be more likely to believe that there's more CO2 in the atmosphere, even that detailed?
We can show that statistically, that there is a correlation between political party identification and what you believe about Arctic sea ice, about CO2 in the atmosphere, about volcanoes, you know, about a whole bunch of pretty objective physical things that it correlates with your political outlook. And interestingly, not as directly with your education. So the most polarized groups are the most educated partisans in either party.
Now, we talked about Democrats and Republicans having different perceptions of global warming. What about independents?
A few things about them. One is that statistically, if you just look at percentages on surveys, they come in sort of midway between Democrats and Republicans. But the line over time is more jagged. It goes up and down. One interesting thing we found is that independents, more than Republicans and Democrats, their opinions shift with the weather on the day they were interviewed.
Meaning that if it's warmer out, they may say something different than on a cooler day?
Yes, and not simply warmer or cooler, but what we did was we looked at how different the temperature that day is from the normal temperature for that day of the year. And that correlated significantly with the opinions expressed by independents, but not so much with either Democrats or Republicans, who sort of know what they know. And as I started doing more thinking and reading about that, I sort of realized that this was the climate analog to election week coverage, where everybody's trying to figure out who the independents are going to vote for, and they haven't made up their minds 2 days before the election.
Well, Larry Hamilton, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.